Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Nazir, Perik Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Ra es ha kvi, some people pronounce it koi. My Rebbe said kvi. What's a kvi? It's some kind of an animal, and we're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema. What's called a behema? Sheep, goats, an ox, a cow. What's called a chaya? Wild animals. A deer, let's say, is a chaya. L'may nafgimina lahalacha, if something is a behema or a chaya, well, certain types of the chaylev, by a behema it's an iser karis. By a chaya it's mutter. By a chaya, as well as a bird, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam, of covering the blood. By a behema there's no such mitzvah. Now when we say we're not sure whether a kvi is a chaya or a behema, we're not even sure what we're not sure about. Because it could be a behema, it could be under the category of a chaya, or it could be a separate thing which is not a chaya, not a behema. L'maisa, can you eat the chaylev of a kvi? No, because maybe it's a behema. If you shecht it, do you have to cover its blood? Yes, maybe it's a chaya. Now here we're back to our six friends over here. They see a kvi. Ro'es ha-kvi. V'omar, one of them says, Hareini nazir, I am a nazir, shezeh chaya. I am a nazir if this is a chaya. And of course, what does his friend say? Hareini nazir shezeh ein a chaya. I'm a nazir if it's not a chaya. What does the third person say? Hareini nazir shezeh behema. I'm a nazir if this is a behema. What does the fourth person say? Hareini nazir, I'm a nazir she ein zeh behema. This is not a behema. What does the fifth one say? Hareini nazir, I'm a nazir shezeh chaya u'behema. I am a nazir if this is both a chaya and a behema. Now we said there's a possibility. It's a min b'fnei atzmai. It's not a chaya, not a behema. And what does the sixth person say over here? Hareini nazir. She'ein ze loy chaya v'loy behema. I'm a nazir if it's not a chaya, not a behema. If this isn't confusing enough, here come another three people. They turn to the six. And this first person from this group of three says like this, Hareini nazir she'echod mikem nazir. I am a nazir if at least one of you is a nazir. Here comes the second of this group of three that just joined them, and he says, Hareini nazir, I am a nazir she'ein echod mikem nazir, if one of you is not a nazir. And here comes the third person from this group of three, Hareini nazir she'kulchem nazir. I'm a nazir if all of you are nazir. So what do we know here? Well, I guess we know they can't daven mincha betzibur because there's only nine people. But besides that, what do we know here? About the first group of six and then the next group of three. Zakhte Mishnah, Hare kulam nazirim. Everyone here is a nazir. The first six and the next group of three, they're all nazir. Why? According to the Beis Shammai, Naziris bitoz have a Naziris. Even if you make a mistake, you're still a Nazir. Okay. So we don't know who's right or who's wrong. Because Lamaisa, we don't know what a Kvi is. We don't know if it's a Behem, we don't know if it's a Chaya, or it's a Beria Bifnei Atzmai. But the Beis Shammai would presume the same thing over here that they said when the issue was whether it is Shloimi or it's not Shloimi. The Naziris is Chal anyway. Remember how Tosfos explained it? Anyone that says these kinds of things, he means to be a nazir. He's stam trying to make it more exciting, to be mechazik his words. He didn't really make a tenai. The Karen Oira explains this. If someone specifically says, I'm only nazir if this and this condition is met, or it hinges on a certain thing. Meshami would also agree, it depends on the tenai. But we feel in these kinds of circumstances, this is not a real tenai. People do interesting things when they're amongst their friends. They meant to become a nazir, and that's how it is. I technically, what they said may be wrong. Hegdish betois is hegdish. And if you're a nazir betois, you're a nazir. As they halt to Beis Shammai. Even according to the Beis Hillel, who say hegdish betois is not hegdish, and naziris betois is not naziris. And the only ones that are really a nazir, according to the Beis Hillel, are the ones who got it right. I'm a nazir if it's a behema. Well, if a kvi is a behema, he's a nazir. I'm a nazir if it's a chaya and a behema. Well, if it's a chaya and a behema, he's a nazir. But we don't know who got it right and who didn't. So they're all suffic nazir. Because maybe a kvi is a chaya, maybe it is a behema. And maybe it's a min b'fnei atzmei that's not a chaya, not a behemah. So as far as we know, maybe you are all nazir. Now what about the other three? Not the first six. These three, we have one that said, I'm a nazir if one of you is a nazir. One of them said, I'm a nazir if one of you is not a nazir. One of them said, I'm a nazir if you're all nazir. So again, according to the Beis Shammai, even if they're off, even if there's a mistake, they're still nazirim. According to the Beis Hillel, we have to assume that they're maybe nazirim. Now think about some of the shitas we learned in the previous Mishnayos. Is there any shita that would say no one is a nazir here? And the answer is, we had the Tanakama that argued with Rav Shimon. Remember that Tanakama who said that if the person turned around and left and we have no idea if it was Shlomi or not, that no one is a nazir because no one accepts naziris in a situation where it's impossible to find out what the truth is. So the same would apply here. According to that Tana, nobody's a nazir. Because whether a kvi is a chaya or a behema or a beri b'fnei atzmei, that's really the same case as the person turning around and leaving and we have no idea who it was, if it was Shlomi or not. But according to Reb Shimon, who said that when the person turns around and we don't know if it was Shlomi or not, the people are nazirim. So here, one way or another, they're going to have to be noeg naziris.